Well, welcome aboard again, shipmates, for the life and times of Commander Maurice Musbright, DSC RN. It's been quite a while since I put the original website to sleep. This was a decision that I made a couple of years back. And I actually, this year, there have been a few things that have made me realise that in fact the website should still be available to members of the family. I've even had people ask to see it, and I've not been able to show it to them. So this is why I'm redoing it, and I've redone it, I should say, and put it back online, and it's coming back online right now. Now a lot of this culminated in a visit to Edmonton cemeteries. Well, there are two cemeteries under the Federation flag synagogue, and basically Federation helped me find my grandparents Simon and Jeanette's grave. I didn't know where it was, I didn't know what cemetery it was in. They helped me find it, and I was determined to visit them there because I'd never been to my grandparents' gravesides. They passed away in 1958, one of them one earlier than that, and I was born in 59, so I never saw them, and so I decided that a visit to the graveside was very important and I needed to go. At the same time, I visited the graveside of Commander Bright and my grandmother Mrs. Gertrude Bright. And that is something I hadn't been to since 1977, I think it was, the year my grandmother passed away. And so it was very important for me to visit the graveside there. Walking around the cemetery, it was quite disturbing in a way to find so many gravestones with the name Silver on it. And then I realised that a lot of my relatives are actually buried there. So again, that's another reason to visit Edmonton. I went to see they've got like a guy in a hut there, and I went to see him, and I said, well, I think my great-grandfather, Maurice Wisberg, is buried here. And he said, I'll be back in a bit. I'm going to go and look at the records. They're not computerised. About 20 minutes later, this guy comes back and gives me the plot numbers where Maurice is buried. So I go to the graveside of my great-grandfather, Maurice Wisberg. What an experience that was. I've got to say that the whole thing, just going there, was so moving. If you haven't done it, if you're related to the Wisbergs, the Brights, or the Silvers, you need to go there because it's quite an experience. Said prayers for them all, and it was just amazing to go, actually, got to say that. So that was quite something. There's also, as some of you may or may not know, I've been trying to find my great-great-grandfather and grandmother that lived in New York City. They were my dad's parents. My dad's grandparents, and I decided that I really needed to find them, and I didn't know where to turn. I'd done everything. I knew only little bits of information, and one day I went on Facebook, and these guys on Tracing the Tribe are so good, they found them in 20 minutes. 20 minutes, and they found census documents from 1915 proving that who my grandmother stayed with in New York when she went there in 1915, and the family names are all there, and her parents' names. And so I was able to find my great grandparents. It was quite a moving experience as well, and I've got their grave picture, their gravestone. I know where they're buried, and obviously you can imagine that I desperately want to go to New York and go to their gravesides and pay my respects to my great-grandparents, which I've not been able to do ever. I didn't even know they were. So, but there you go. It's half an hour by car, just a matter of interest, from Central Park there in New York. So just put it in perspective where it is. Okay, so just to say that you're all welcome to look at this website. It's open to all members of the family. I have got a new family tree as well, which I've been working on tirelessly. And the website is, the family tree is quite gigantic, really, and dates back to 1812. And that is the sort of kind of the last member of the family I've been able to track down. It probably goes more than that, but that's how far I got. So the family tree is quite big. I've also added pictures and where I could, information on everybody, but private stuff. I've tried to keep it pretty private. But I have added Danny Zardek's mother and father on there as well. I just thought it would be nice if they do look at it that they can see that his parents were considered very much part of the family. So, you know, as I say, these things, you know, it's one of those things, but I felt it was important to add everybody in. I haven't got all the information because Germany is a closed shop. When you try and get any information out of Germany, their privacy laws are like, wow. And so, you know, unless people actually tell you something, you don't know it. So there you go. Anyway, I wish all of you all the best, and I hope things in the country improve, and you're all well, and you should enjoy this website as a member of the family, and I hope that you find it interesting. Okay, God bless you all. Love to all. Bye.